The WIB Wake Up Show, 17 past 7, 31 degrees. Brayton Meyer from Fall Creek is live in studio with us. Brand new album, Stories, just dropped. It's available wherever music is sold. And Brayton, it's so great to have you with, and I know this project has been a long time coming.
Good to be here, man. I'm pretty excited, yeah.
So for those who might not know you as well, Brayton, we were talking off the air about your story, but maybe give people a little background of how the Lord has worked in your life,
too.
I mean,
sure,
you were a
man.
Pop singer and now transformed to hip-hop, and it's been through some times and trials.
Yeah, so I grew up in Fall Creek, Wisconsin. I went to high school there, and I graduated in 2015 and decided to forego college and just pursue this music dream that I had, and I ended up producing and just making this 5-song EP, and it wasn't Christian at the time, but I went through that whole process and ended up after I released it, I got really sick, and you can read the whole story on my website, but I'll give you the quick rundown. But just had my tonsils taken out, and I just really found the Lord through that with some medical stuff that kind of went bad. But then after that, I switched to really more of a Christian realm and decided to work on a new full-length album, released a single about a year and a half ago called Fight, and then just really kept grinding on it up until this point, and now I got an 11-song album out, and it came out last night, so I'm pretty excited about
11
it.
11 songs. Wow, that's... I love the title, Stories.
Yeah.
People say 70 to 75% of the Bible is story. Talk about why you call it Stories.
You bet, yeah. I think for me personally, when I write music, I really like telling whether it's my own story or other people's stories. Even in the Bible, too, it talks about, Jesus' story throughout the whole entire thing. But I think if you can write about something that people can relate to and actually know that they're not going through it alone, or if it's a struggle or if it's a good time, to put that in a song and to have people, actually relate to that, I think is something super cool about music. So that's kind of why I labeled it Stories.
All right. Well, Stories is the project. We want to debut, Brayton, 4 songs throughout the morning here from that project, Stories. So first one is Praying. Quick 30-second synopsis of this song.
Praying. This song is probably my favorite off the album. Overall beat-wise, just a really, really unique song. Just my genre being like hip-hop/pop/rap. And this one is really just about some struggles and just telling people that I'm kind of praying for them. But if you need the lyrics, they'll be on my website later today and you can hear those. So this is Praying.
Let's hear it right now. Brayton Meyer, Stories, just dropped today. Go out and get it and stay with us all morning on the WIB Wake Up Show.
21-year-old Brayton Meyer from Fall Creek in-house with us here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB and WIB.com. So people, I think you've been streaming this on Facebook Live.
You bet. Facebook Live, yeah.
So some folks on this opening day of the NLCS with the Brewers taking on the Dodgers.
That would be the opening question Mark's going to ask him.
May see that you're wearing a blue cap today.
Yeah, I'm a huge Brewers fan. I wore this LA hat because 2 years ago I went out to California and did some writing actually for the album that you're hearing on air today, Stories. But no, this hat just kind of has some relation to, everything I do with music. LA as in like, kind of one of the dream cities to go out and just like make music. But definitely a Brewers fan, not a Dodgers fan. And yeah.
Just are you satisfied with that explanation?
Yeah, I'm satisfied. Right. Absolutely.
I knew you were
going to
get it out
there to protect you when people see. But you talked about songwriting.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting. I was interested. How did you develop as a songwriter?
Yeah, I guess growing up, when I was a sophomore in high school, I released one song on YouTube just kind of as a joke almost, just wrote this song in my basement. I think I actually recorded it with one of my Xbox Live microphones.
Nice.
I know, right? Yeah, I recorded it on this like old HP laptop, used my parents' like little sound system that we had, and end up, just kind of growing as a writer, just day in and day out, just trying to write more content. And I think the more you do it, the better you get on it, just kind of like anything in life. And now to the point where I have the full-length album Stories out, and all those songs, they were written by me. But without starting that one song that day one, even though it was horrible, like, you just grow so much, and you got to start somewhere. So, yeah.
What's it like just keeping it in the basement and just deciding, okay, I'm going to go to the world on YouTube? I mean, that's a big jump,
it is,
right?
A big jump.
Like jumping off a cliff.
Yeah. I think for me personally, like just writing in the basement and writing at my parents' house and now writing at my own place, you know, just going through the motions. And like when I first released my first project, the 5-song EP, before I got sick and switched to Christian rap, you know, the day I released that, you have, there's just the most mixed emotions and like just kind of like, you know, will people like it, will people hate it? But I think with anything, like, you know, you just got to really trust in God and just really like believe in the path that he has for you. And now that I released this album Stories, like last night, it was kind of that same thing, but it was a little bit different because I knew that no matter what, even with these lyrics that I wrote, they're all abiding by like kind of his word and what he's taught me over the years. But I think like when you follow his path and when you believe in him, you know, like you can't really fail. And if he does set you up for failure, he's just probably trying to teach you something. So, yeah,
absolutely. And before we play another cut real quick here from Stories, Brandon, Hillary was mentioning that she has a class that might be very interested in an event you have coming up, right, Hillary?
Yeah, I'm looking to maybe get a group of people together and go. You have this event coming up at the Pablo Center.
Pablo Center,
give
you
us
bet.
More details on that.
Yeah, so it's November 11th at 7 p.m. You can get tickets on my website, braytonmeyer.com, or you can go to the Pablo Center. I think if you just Google that, it should come up in Eau Claire. But yeah, tickets are like $10 plus the cover charge and the service fees and stuff like that. I think it's around $15 each.
Sure.
But yeah, 7 p.m. November 11th, you'll come see the new album and I'll perform the whole thing. So
awesome. And that's going to be a great feel. You said that it's like a general admission.
You bet,
so it's just going to be...
So it's going to be a really kind of like a concert vibe. Just everybody will be standing and I'll just be able to meet everybody, talk about, you know, my stories and just, you know, just really show the world what my music is about. So.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to go. I'm going to get as many people as I can together.
I appreciate
it. We're going to make that happen because I think it's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
So
fantastic. Brayton Meyer on the Wib Wake Up Show live with us. We're going to debut another song here from Brayton. It's called Explain This right here, right now on WWIB. Brayton with us for another hour.
And live in studio this morning here on the Wib Wake Up Show is Brayton. Brayton, you have an album that came out just today named Stories. Joined us for the entire morning. It's been awesome spending time with you. Now, you originally started out as a singer.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, and then some major changes came about related to an illness. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so when I graduated from high school, I dropped a 5-song EP, and I released that, and ended up actually getting pretty sick about a week after, right before, you know, just some of the bigger interviews I had going. I was going to be on WAU News 13 before that, though, but I got sick. I had a abscess tonsil, so I went in and out of the doctor, and they were trying to figure out what was wrong. They thought it was kind of, you know, just maybe a common cold with the symptoms I had, and I had the abscess tonsil. I got that taken care of, and then 3 days later, it ended up coming back. Went to the ER again, and they ended up telling me that I needed to get my tonsils out that day within the next couple hours.
Wow. So no warning, nothing, just this is happening.
Yeah, no warning at all, and I had never had surgery before, so I was a little nervous, you know, really trying to lean on God at that time. And so I got my tonsils out. The surgery went pretty well, and I was, you know, back at home and just waiting to kind of get my voice back to be able to make music again. And then... about a week after the surgery, I had a post-bleeding kind of like deal went on, and I won't go too in-depth into it, but you can read all about it on...
grizzly details
right,
online,
exactly.
Yes.
Online, you can read all about it at braytonmeyer.com. So I went to the ER that night, had a nice ambulance ride, and got there, and they said everything checked up good, and the bleeding kind of stopped. They gave me some remedies to make it stop.
Sure.
3 days later, I was at home again, lifted like the smallest little box, and happened again. And another ambulance ride, and I got to the ER, had emergency surgery again to stop the bleeding because this time it was a lot worse. And then woke up from my surgery. My doctor was there, and he told me that when they operated on me the first time, they actually hit an artery underneath my tongue. And they didn't know that, so every time my blood pressure would rise, it kind of like...
open up.
Exactly, so...
Wow.
So yeah, God really just showed me how fragile life is, you know, and I just remember the first, I think it was the first or second ambulance ride out of my hometown, I looked at the water tower, and I was just like, I mean, I wasn't like zoning out and like, you know, I wasn't to that point, but yeah. I was just like telling God, like, hey, whatever you have planned for my life, I'm all yours, man. Like, wow. You know, like what, I can't do anything. My parents can't do anything, you know, right now.
Sure.
And that was like a really scary thing because like, you know, your parents like can really help you through anything in life. But when it comes down to like your health and that's in danger, like I just remember looking at my mom and dad and just like wondering, like, you know, am I going to make it through this, right. And stuff like that. But no, I did. And God's great. And he really showed me, you know, what I'm here on this earth for. And that's what I want to do with my music, you know.
But so, now your music styling's yeah. really changed from
totally.
That
yeah.
point. Was your voice affected by yeah. all of that?
I wouldn't say it was too affected. You know, I was still, I guess, in the early stages of my, you know, music making, like singing area. So I was sure. still learning a lot, working on my voice and all that. But I think it was just completely a God thing. Like, he sure. gave me everything, all the strength I needed to go back. But it's crazy. Like, before I wasn't a Christian artist, he took away the one thing that I really needed was my voice, you know.
Right.
And he took that away and just told me, hey, Brayton, like, you need to do this for me and not for other things. So, you know, that just kind of changed my life. So, yeah.
Wow, mm. fantastic. And now we're going to hear another song from you. Don't yeah. be afraid. What are the roots of this song?
Yeah, Don't Be Afraid is a song that I wrote about a person in my life, just going through struggles and mishaps, and how God can really be there for you in that time, even at your darkest moments or lowest points in your life. You can really find him through anything, and that's what Don't Be Afraid's about. So,
the Wib Wake Up Show live with Brayton Meyer. Get his new album, Stories, out today, and join us on the WWIB radio page. We're going live with a little pie face generation gap challenge coming up on Facebook Live in just a moment. Brayton Meyer, Don't Be Afraid.
All right, the Wib Wake Up Show at 8:47. WWIB, as Caleb said, at 32 degrees. We've been having a great time this morning with Brayton Meyer, 21 years old from Fall Creek.
You bet, yeah.
And
is Brayton still having a good time after that Facebook Live? Where
he are you? Are you going to think twice about joining us?
I think I might, you know, yeah.
Hey, and Troy is here too. Troy, our friendly photographer. Who I want to check in with you. I want to talk with you, Troy, because I'd love to talk to you on Monday mornings. We don't have a sports and comedy. It'd be fun to talk with you. Like, what concert were you at this weekend? Because that'd be great. But, yeah, I got a couple more questions for you, Brayton.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, what artists, you say you listened to Wib quite a bit growing
yeah.
up. Like, what artists, one or more artists, are really great role models for you,
yeah.
inspired you?
No doubt, yeah. I think my number one, probably the one that's really inspired the Stories album would be NF for sure. Just the stylistically, you know, that's something that I really enjoy listening to, you know, just growing up. The past couple of years, just watching him grow as an artist has been really cool, and just to take, like, pointers from him. Also, I really like David Crowder, just the overall, you know, aspect of his lyrics, one, and then two, his production-wise, just, like, a little bit different than everything out there right now. And just electronically, how he mixes some of that in. And then yet he still has, like, I don't know, just every genre I feel like he can do. He can bring in different rappers into his song. He can bring in crazy vocalists, but still just
completely
kill it.
And he has a prodigious beard.
Yeah,
as well.
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So
he's got a really nice beard.
You're clean shaven, at least at this point.
Yeah.
But, what about performing live? Like, that's
yeah.
another, you know, step away from the studio.
No doubt, yeah.
How comfortable? We talked about November 11th at
yeah.
the Pablo Center for you.
Yeah, so performing live, I guess, the first couple of times I did it, man, I was so nervous. Like, you know, you get the butterflies and all that. And I think even today I still do. But, like, the nerves and everything have kind of gone away a little bit. I'll get anxious more than anything. But when I first started performing, you know, you were sitting there, and if there was 5-10 people that you're performing in front of, you know, you get nervous. I think I'm more nervous performing in front of people I actually know, rather than, you know, like, I did a show in Minneapolis last week, and there's like 450 youth kids, and just didn't really know too many of them personally, so that was a little bit easier. But still, when you have new music, whole new album, you know, you're gonna be practicing a ton. So obviously you'll be a little nervous, and I think if you're not nervous, then it doesn't mean anything to you, you know. So yeah.
That's great. Well, we want to debut one more song
for
from
sure.
the new album, Stories. So, Young, we've been talking a little bit about this off the air. I mean, this is a fun song,
yeah.
Brayton, and this is, I mean, it's just about growing up. And again, you're a local guy, Fall Creek, and you had some great friends, a great friend group that helped build you into the man you are today and are becoming,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, so this song basically is just about the community kind of that God gave me and just the really good friends that I had growing up. Just all the memories that we made together and just growing up in a small town and maybe hopefully getting to a bigger town someday with my music. But, yeah, just shout out to all my hometown friends for supporting me with my music. But this one's Young.
Brayton Meyer from Stories, live with us to the top of the hour here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB 10 before 9. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.